For the winemakers and beer brewers of California, tasting and selling their products go hand in hand, often under the same roof where the beverages are crafted. But that sort of one-stop marketing is not available for the makers of distilled spirits, from grappas and brandies to whiskeys and liqueurs. Arthur Hartunian, president of the California Artisanal Distillers Guild, sees those rules as a regulatory hangover from Prohibition, and he's pushing for changes.
We want to be able to do tastings with or without charge at our facility and be able to sell a few bottles to a consumer or a visitor who wants to come in and tour our facility and learn about the art and craft of distilling.
But unlike beer and wine, sales of distilled spirits must, by law, go through what's known as the three-tier system. The producer, the first tier, must sell his product through a distributor or wholesaler, who in turn sends it along to the retailer, the third tier. Hartunian, a boutique vodka maker from Napa, says his trade group is not trying to upset or undo that three-tier system, but they do want to add some flexibility to it.
We completely support the three-tier system. We like what distributors do for distillers, and we believe that no law should be changed to affect the three-tier system. What the California Artisanal Distillers Guild is asking for are amendments to the current law that would allow small craft distillers in California to be able to showcase their products by way of tastings and to be able to sell a bottle or two to a consumer or a visitor that visits the distillery, much like a winery or a brewery can.
The two major liquor distributors in California view this proposal warily, Hartunian admits, but he's hoping to win them over.
The good news is that we've had some dialogue with them. We've addressed some of the issues that they brought up, and we don't feel that it would in any way affect the flow of distilled spirits in terms of the three-tier system. It would be a marketing opportunity for craft distillers to be able to showcase their products. And in the end, we believe that it'll actually help the distributors and the retailers because it helps introduce California-made products that would have otherwise not have been seen by consumers.
Adam Spiegel is a Rohnert Park-based distributor who represents a single client, 1512 Spirits, which makes whiskeys and grappa. He strongly favors the changes sought by the Artisanal Distillers Guild, which, in Spiegel's view, could give the whole emerging industry a needed boost.
Being a distiller is not the most lucrative business in the world. Typically, their businesses are strapped, which means marketing budgets, events, press releases, anything like that is usually to a minimum. So anything that can be done to help increase the revenue that they can receive will help. Even distributors like myself, because more cash for them means they can buy new equipment, they hire new employees, and be able to allow us to increase their supply and then in turn be able to grow together.
And those benefits extend well beyond the distillers themselves, adds Hartunian.
Demand goes up, production goes up, and primarily we all make our products using California-made or sourced ingredients. So it's the domino effect. If our industry grows, it will certainly help the farmers and suppliers of bottles and corks and boxes and labels who are all here in California. We would be able to create hundreds of jobs, increase tourism, and provide a meaningful increase in excise, sales, and income taxes to California.
Hartunian says he expects legislation to enact the changes they seek will be introduced in Sacramento next January. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.